Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 223 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, how many podcasts come to you courtesy of a stun gun? Huh?
Ooh.
Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Because you don't normally think of a stun gun as being necessary for podcasting.
But it is. It is. Absolutely. Yeah, you can't podcast without it.
And one can go through personal embarrassment and just for the sake of podcasting. Hello, I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay, and I'm personally embarrassed in East Tennessee.
That's because they're so security conscious.
By the way, that was Robert Morgan Fisher with the greasy coffee beans from musicalley.com. We're back to our regular music. Yay!
Yay, Robert Morgan Fisher. And you can write to us, of course, at amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com.
Or you can leave us the voicemail at 206-309-7232.
Let me make up a creative email address.
I'm sorry. That was so rude of me. Please make up.
No. I don't. Write to us at amy'sideasarestupid@gritstoglitz.com.
Actually, I have a creative email address to read to us.
Oh.
At some point. So during the podcast. I know, right?
Right.
Okay.
You were saying.
Back to the point. I got felt up at the airport.
What else is new? Come on, boys.
Right. I know. This is just the story of my life. I got felt up in Panama City. I got felt up in Baltimore. I got felt up on the way to Las Vegas in Knoxville.
In Knoxville, because you look so dangerous.
I know. I guess it's the... Okay.
Skulking.
What it could possibly be about me that makes people so scared. But I set off every alarm at the airport. The body alarm, my bobby pins, my necklace, my teeth, my dental fillings. So they were
everything.
Yes. And then at the same time, my luggage going through. Because I don't check my luggage. Does anyone check their luggage anymore?
Not if they're charging for it.
And,
but now they're charging for carry-on, some of them. But, yeah, okay. Yeah. No. Take your luggage with you.
Yeah. I've got my digital voice recorder in my luggage, and we're professional podcasters.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that, but...
But we're good. We got good audio equipment. Thanks, Paul.
Yay! It's pretty good stuff. But, okay, our digital recorder, what does it look like, Bay?
Well, to me, it looks like a digital voice recorder, but apparently underneath the clown nose, the microphones kind of face each other. There are two microphones so that it can be a really good, well-rounded sound, but they do face each other like little prongs, little round prongs.
That's the thing. It's a silver box, and the two little microphones are on the top of it, and the little microphones are just like little nubs.
Yeah.
And they're facing... At a 45-degree angle on the top, they're kind of facing each other.
And this is under a clown nose, which, you know, if you saw it on the street, you would think it looked like a fat microphone.
Right.
A really fat microphone. But on the x-ray machine, what it looks like to TSA agents is a stun gun.
So they call out the SWAT team.
I swear I've taken it to Las Vegas before. We have used it. While it was at Amy's house before.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I got a batch of TSA agents who had never seen it before. And they freaked out. And I'm getting the total full body pat down. And my luggage is getting ripped apart by guards with German shepherds. And
Are you kidding about the German Shepherds?
Would I kid about German Shepherds? No, I was. My luggage was getting taken apart by guards with German Shepherds. I'm glad I don't travel with anything genuinely embarrassing.
Oh my gosh,
that was bad enough. And I have to say, because I'm one of those sweet little go along to get along people. I am. I'm nice. I'm polite. I'm Southern. I'm going to go along to get along. And I thought the thing with the TSA agents, with the guy, everyone has heard it. If you touch my junk, man, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
I was not going to be that guy. I was cooperative. And then they did the full body pat down and I
had to, in plain view, public.
Well, they asked
children
me
watching.
This private. And I didn't know what it was about. So I didn't... I wasn't going to carry on. And then this person is putting their hands inside my waistband. My pants. Inside my pants.
Oh.
It's just the waistband, but it was personal. And under the boobs and up to the inner thigh. And yes, that was invasive.
When they were grabbing your boobs, did they go, because there's a sound effect that goes with that that's supposed to be done.
That's great. I wish we did that.
Okay.
Now I understand people get upset about it. But I'm just saying. Now I get it. So don't travel with digital voice recorders and take your necklaces off.
Right. Well, the last time I flew, it was the sequins on my shirt that were apparently came out looking like ninja stars or something.
Oh my gosh. Did you get the full body pat down?
I did not. No.
I'm so jealous.
I must not look dangerous like you.
I'm still trying to figure out why anyone thought I was dangerous enough to get the full body pat down.
Because you run around with a stun gun.
Apparently so. They did not confiscate it, by the way. They believed me when I said it was a digital voice recorder. They put it back in my bag.
I have it right here because you left it in Las Vegas because you weren't going to travel with it anymore. And it says handy recorder. So it's very handy, except it gets you felt up by the TSA.
Oh, it was a woman, you know. So if you're into lesbian fantasies, which who isn't, really? We went to see Absinthe, so yeah, we're there with the lesbian fantasies. I don't know, maybe this isn't as funny a segment as I thought it was.
I'm just sitting back wondering where this is going. Okay, well, how was your week, Bae? What did you do?
I went to Las Vegas. I saw my sister. I shopped. Oh, guys, this was the Las Vegas shopping trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done Las Vegas for a few years. I know how to do Las Vegas like a regular. I know how to do it like a local. I've done it as if I were a tourist. And this time I did it like a shopper, and it was incredible. Yay!
Was it fun?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. You have some really good outlet malls in Las Vegas and really good swanky malls in Las Vegas.
And we have some swanky outlet malls, too.
And swanky outlet. Yeah, that's right.
You need it. We got it here in Las Vegas.
And the last time I went to Las Vegas, I fell in love with Aria. And this time I went to Las Vegas, it fell in love with Cosmopolitan.
The last time you came to Las Vegas, Cosmopolitan was not open.
That's right.
It was, what, September of 2010.
Yes. Ooh, boy.
Long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And so now, what do you think of Cosmopolitan? Tell me about Cosmopolitan.
It's indescribable. I'm having a very hard time putting it together. It is elegant, and it completely redefines what a casino resort has to be like, and it's full of art. And we wandered and wandered and wandered looking at art. And we ran into some people who looked at us like we were crazy, and I said, we're looking at the art. And they laughed. Why are you looking at the art? Because it's fabulous. Enjoy that stuff.
Well, that's some of them did like a okay, the hookers are out there, you know, but, mm-hmm. But some of them said, oh yes, isn't it great? So we're not completely alone.
No, we're not. And it was gorgeous. And the food, amazing. And I'm speechless.
Gather your thoughts.
I know. I love the Cosmopolitan.
I love it. I knew you would. I knew you would. Because it has an attitude.
If I win the lottery, that's where I'm staying. And I have said this, you know, in incremental years. We went to the Wynn, and I said, oh, my gosh, that's where I want to stay. And we went to the Aria, and I said, oh, my gosh, that's where I want to stay. And, okay, I would still want to stay at the Aria. But the Cosmopolitan, amazing. Amazing.
And I never did get you out to the pool.
I
really want you to see the pool because the pool is different. And that's the whole thing about Cosmopolitan. You know, their big motto is the right amount of wrong.
I love their commercials. Everyone loves their commercials. My kids love the commercials for the Cosmopolitan.
It has an attitude. It has a personality. And I like that personality.
Yeah. We're hanging out with the personality of the Cosmopolitan. We went there twice in a really short vacation. So that tells you right there how great it was. I couldn't wait to get back.
And you joined their loyalty club, too, which means the dollar that you spent in the slot machines, they're going to count that.
Oh, that's the other thing I did differently this time. I played slot machines.
You did.
I haven't done that since 1997. I mean, an occasional dollar here or dollar there that, like, disappeared immediately. But, oh, can I say this?
I don't know.
We went to the M. Yeah. I know, we're wandering around, so many disjointed thoughts. We went to the M Resort, which is south of Las Vegas, and if you're in the know, then you remember that the M was the locale of Top Chef Las Vegas, but it's also really far south of Las Vegas. It's not right on the strip, and so it is the favorite of people who really know how to find a great place to stay that's off the beaten path.
And it really is, the buffet is spectacular.
The buffet is spectacular.
It's worth the trip. It's like 10 miles away, mm-hmm. and it's worth driving out to for the friggin' buffet.
The friggin' buffet is amazing and incredible, and you get wine with it, which is, well, that's singular.
Yay!
You get that with brunch buffets, and we did the brunch buffet at the Cosmopolitan, and it was wonderful. But at the M, you get wine with your buffet every buffet.
And we have to know, somebody please tell us, somebody who knows, what happens at 3 o'clock at the buffet at M, because we went in at 1 p.m. We thought, oh, it's lunchtime. It's going to be crazy. And we went in at 1 p.m. and it wasn't too bad.
We walked right in. Yeah.
On a Saturday.
Yeah. We were amazed. We were like, where's California? Because we knew California comes to the M.
Not necessarily even California. I mean, it's the first buffet at the south end of the strip. So a lot of people coming in, yes, they'll stop there. But it's not just Californians. It's locals. And it's people in the know.
In the know.
A lot of people go to the buffet at M.
It's wonderful.
And they pay for it, too, because it's also a little pricey. But
on the weekend,
it's worth it.
It's better on the weekdays, yeah.
But at 3 p.m. we left, and there was a line a block long.
Yeah, it was wrapped into the casino itself, which was – and the people – and I tried to describe this to my friends, and I said they looked sick with desperation to get into the buffet. They had that look on their faces, which was like, oh, please leave. Please leave so that I can walk in and get the buffet.
They almost applauded when we left.
Yeah.
Like, yay, great. Leave, people.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we missed, but it must have been spectacular. Maybe they give away money or something.
Something, because we had an amazing buffet that day. It was great. It was so good.
We wanted to go down there before the buffet, but then we also went there for the Reese's Cup martinis.
Oh, yay. Reese's Cup martinis. $5 specialty martinis named after candy bars. And there's an entire page of them.
For now, for the moment.
For the moment, but it's going away.
They're discontinuing them. I don't. And they tweeted back at us.
Yes, they did.
We got a response to our. We both tweeted. We bitch tweeted. the martinis are going away. The Reese Cup martini. Reese Cup, which is how it's pronounced. The Reese Cup martinis are going away. What's up with that? And they're like, oh, we've got some more coming. And I'm thinking, does it involve Reese Cups?
I am, if you're listening, my mind is open. I like martinis. I like candy bar martinis. I like martinis that involve mint or basil or thyme or lemongrass. So I'm keeping my mind open, and you can woo me back.
How do you feel about beverages with sweet tea in them?
Oh, my freaking God, you guys. Amy has the best drink ever.
What did I tell you?
Okay, here's the recipe. Get your pens out. You ready? Okay, here it is. 2 shots sweet tea vodka. This is Jeremiah Weed, or what's the one that we got right before I left?
Was it Smirnoff that we got?
I don't know, but it's sweet tea vodka. So 2 shots sweet tea vodka, 1 shot peach schnapps. Don't skip the peach schnapps, people.
Oh, that's so good. It just adds that.
It's classic. It's sweet. You know you want the peach schnapps. 1 shot of peach schnapps. Put this in a glass, 8-ounce glass, fill it about halfway with ice, and then fill it up the rest of the way with regular old lemonade, and you will have a cocktail that sneaks up on you.
It's better than Long Island iced tea, isn't it?
It is. It's so much better than Long Island iced tea, because Long Island iced tea involves a really long ingredient list, some of which are very expensive.
And cola? Isn't there some cola in Long Island iced tea?
Long Island iced tea is extremely involved. This is much easier and, to my mind, way tastier because it tastes like tea. It has tea involved in it.
It does not announce the alcohol. It's just delicious. And it's such a fabulous. I'm so glad I found it when I did. Thank you, contractor, who told me about this. it's a wonderful summertime drink.
It is so good. It really is. And it's wonderful. And I'm so glad I know it. I got to go get me some sweet tea vodka.
Okay. We went shopping at the Las Vegas Premium Outlets, both the South and the North locations.
Yes.
I want you to tell about your experience, specifically about going to the one at the North End.
Okay. These are outlet malls, and I live in Tennessee, and I don't know what your experience in the world is with outlet malls, but my experience in the world is you got your seconds, your leftovers, you got things that are
slightly
marked.
Slightly irregular.
Yeah, slightly irregulars and leftovers, you know, surplus.
Overstock, yeah.
Right. And it's marked $7, and you're like, woo, and you run away with it. You're grabbing gobs.
Look, I got me some socks.
Why is it always socks? So we went to the Las Vegas Premium Outlets, and first we went to the South where the shoe stores, the perfume stores, you guys, I really enjoyed. It's very, very different, but it was great. And then
Southern
we go.
Southern location is a great place to shop for wardrobe because they've got everything from casual to business attire shoes and perfume. So, yeah. And it's what you think of when you think of an outlet mall.
And then we go to the Las Vegas Premium Outlets North, which is really close to Fremont Street. And it's more of an outdoor outlet mall. And the first place we walked into was the Burberry Outlet. And I thought it was going to be...
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Look, I got some socks.
I thought it was going to be socks. And... overalls and you know, leftover stuff. And I went to a green handbag and picked it up and looked at the price tag. And
a clutch.
was a clutch. And I honestly looked at the price tag. I swear I am not making this up. I looked at the price tag and I thought, and I showed it to Amy and I said, is that $8.95 or is that $895?
You left out the decimal point, right?
And Amy glanced at it and said, $895. And I dropped that thing as if it were on fire.
Exactly. Holy cow. What are they doing leaving this stuff just lying around where the hoi polloi can pick it up and get their greasy fingers on it?
Anyone could have been in there. I could have been a Kardashian getting my greasy hands all over it. Ew. $895. And I was gobsmacked is the only word that applies.
That was a purse. You know, a purse is like Chanel or yeah. Louis Vuitton.
No.
Or something. So what... No. What kind of more utilitarian?
So I'm looking around and everything is crazy. And then I see this display with little tiny fold up compact umbrellas. And part of my brain says, I can look at that. Those things cost $5 at the drugstore.
How bad can it be?
How bad can it be if it's $5 at the drugstore? And I went and looked at the price tag, and the tiny little Burberry fold-up umbrellas were $150. $150 for a tiny little fold-up umbrella.
But I'm thinking that's a convenience feature. That is... That's a mnemonic device so that you will not forget your umbrella at the restaurant.
That's possible. I had not thought it. That's crazy, Amy. That's a stupid free price on an umbrella.
I would order with the umbrella if I were at a restaurant. Hello, my good man, waving the umbrella at him.
I honestly cannot imagine paying $150 for an umbrella that doesn't even wash my dishes.
No.
It never climbs out of my purse and does anything useful.
There are people I could hire for $150 to follow me around with an umbrella.
With an umbrella, shoot, they could follow me around with a folded up newspaper. I'm going to keep the rain off of you. That would be really useful. Oh my gosh. $150. So,
but I did console you and calm you down and say, look, they put the ridiculous stores right next to the entrance. So we got into the Las Vegas Premium Outlets North,
yes,
they did also have
the Fossil store was incredible. I really enjoyed the Fossil store. And there was another one, but I can't remember it now. I enjoyed a lot of those stores. I enjoyed the living daylights out of it. Oh, and the perfume stores, again. We really enjoyed the perfume stores.
Well, you got me hooked on Hypnos. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I smelled it in the elevator at my office building and asked the lady, what is that? That's intoxicating.
Would you like to kiss me?
Not really, but it was.
You didn't say that to the lady. Okay,
didn't say that to the lady. But it was great stuff, and so I'm glad that you liked it. It's amazing to me how different Lancôme Hypnos smells on a human being, on a warm, living, breathing human being, than it smells on a piece of paper, in a magazine. Yeah, anything
all
by Lancôme smells completely different.
They spray it on a piece of paper, and then they wave the piece of paper around. They give it to you, and it smells like alcohol, rubbing alcohol. Every one of them, the first thing when you smell it, it smells like rubbing alcohol. You really have to – you can get a little bit of it on the paper after that, but you really have to put it on and wear it around a little bit.
I tried on Lancôme Miracle and liked it rather a lot. But I still like, you guys are going to think I'm so cheap. I'm so cheap. But I like Faith Hill.
The perfume.
The perfume. Yeah, I don't listen to any Faith Hill music, but the perfume by Cody smells good.
Is it making a statement about your musical preferences if you like the perfume by a given artist?
I think you're supposed to. I think you are supposed to associate a scent with a particular artist. But I don't care about Britney Spears and Jessica Simpson and Faith Hill and anyone else. I couldn't care less. It's about the perfume. And if I like the way that smells, that's what matters to me.
Well, I think that's the way to do it. And why is it that these outlet malls have every other store is a perfume store?
Because we're lucky. Perfume stores were great. They really were.
Meadows Mall, one of our malls here in Las Vegas, I call it the jewelry store mall because every other store is a jewelry store. So you get the feeling they must be making a huge amount of money on jewelry sales. So the outlet malls must make a bunch of money on perfume sales.
Yeah. We found it interesting, though, and I do have to say this. There were a bunch of perfume stores that didn't have bargains on Lancome Hypnose, but we found a Lancome store which did have a bargain on Hypnose.
They had the bargain for me, so I bought it.
Yep. So sometimes you really have to look for the name brand store.
I suppose they just keep the best bargains for themselves.
Bass store was awesome.
Oh, the Bass store, yes. Oh, the sandals. I bought me some sandals.
Yeah, and I got some too.
Yay! Okay, so shopping, eating. Do you want to touch the highlights of the eating experience?
I'm having a difficult time remembering everywhere we ate. We ate at Wicked Spoon at Cosmopolitan. That's a buffet, and it was amazing. The gnocchi, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, the gnocchi was so good. The pork sliders, oh my gosh. So, so good. Dessert was fabulous. Everything was fabulous at Wicked Spoon. Except for the Korean short ribs, which I couldn't actually chew that up. It tasted good, but I couldn't chew it.
Too chewy.
Yeah. Where did we eat Friday night? I can't remember. Oh, we ate at Fatburger. We finally went to Fatburger.
Right.
I was slow and awful. We usually go to Fatburger when I land. And I said, no, we're going to eat at all new places. And then immediately regretted it.
And they closed the Fatburger that we used to always drive through on the way home.
That's right.
From the airport.
So we went to Texas Station, which is a local casino. Mm-hmm. And we went to Fatburger and had a Fatburger there, and it was delicious.
So good.
And then Saturday, we went to the M Resort Buffet. And then Saturday night, oh my gosh, you guys, Amy is the hostess with the mostest. She makes the best homemade pesto sauce. Oh, and I could kill for some of your guacamole right now.
I had some of it today.
It's so good.
By the way, this is Monday. I took the day off on Monday because I knew I was going to be exhausted after Bay's trip. And I was right.
So good. Good for you.
So, yeah, we had planned on going out Monday night, but we both kind of, after running all over Las Vegas, said, no, I don't want to. So
yeah, that was Saturday night. We were going to go to downtown and go to Don't Tell Mama. I can't remember the other place.
We were going to go to Vegas Streets with the food trucks.
Right. Oh, and the weather was rotten. It was really stinking cold on Saturday.
Yes, and that was fabulous because we got in the spa.
It was great.
And it rained a cold rain on us while we sat there at the spa and laughed at it.
It was great. And drank some of that sweet tea cocktail. So good. And then Sunday we went to... Mikano? Is that the name of the Japanese place at the...
Makino.
Makino. See, I always get the vowel.
It's Vegas. Just think Kino.
Makino.
Ma. And Kino. Sorry.
What they have is... this is at the Las Vegas Premium Outlets North Mall. And they have an all-you-can-eat Japanese buffet for $17 on the weekend. But we get the $7 lunch box. And it's... stuffed to overflowing. There's no way you can eat. One person cannot eat the lunchbox for $7.
The Makino lunchbox is the best bargain at the premium outlets, I think. And I work close enough to there that I can occasionally run over there at lunch and grab the lunchbox. $7. And it's a box full of sushi.
It's like a bento box.
A box full of tempura.
I got the tempura.
Teriyaki and
cooked. So good. And I've never been crazy about Japanese food, but this box of Japanese food was savory and delicious and mouth-watering and crunchy and warm and so good.
Packed to the brim, too.
It really was. I could only eat about a third of it, and I left the rest of it for Amy with the noodles, the fried noodles, fried rice. And what was it? Oh, it was teriyaki chicken.
Yes.
But I pretty much ate all the tempura.
I didn't keep the... You had left one or two pieces of tempura, and I did throw those away because they just get mushy. They're not good for leftovers.
I'm sorry about that. No, I'm not. They were great. I enjoyed every bite. Thank you, Amy, for showing me how good Japanese food could be. And you did share your sushi with me, too.
I did. I showed you the ones that had cooked food in them, and did you like it?
I did. I really need you to follow me around to show me how to eat sushi, because you put some soy sauce on those, didn't you?
Yes.
Some of them, but not others. And I need your help, because every time I've ever tried sushi, it tasted like rice.
Well, you got to get a little fish on there or a little bit of something.
Something.
Yeah. So,
thank you. Thank you for opening my blind eyes.
You are so welcome. Thank you for giving me some things to do this weekend. But that was only Sunday lunch.
Oh, my gosh. Sunday night, I think, was the best night. It was the ultimate.
Tell me
about it. First, we went back to the Cosmopolitan because I could not stay away for long. And, oh, shoot, we didn't even talk about the gambling, but okay. We went back to the Cosmopolitan and we went to Holstein's, which I think their motto is shakes and...
I don't know.
I can't remember what they call it, but it's a burger place with milkshakes. It is so much more than a burger place with milkshakes. And we were being really sedate because we'd eaten so much at those buffets on the days before. We got sliders. I got the crispy fried pork belly sliders on that, like, the Chinese doughy stuff. I don't know what they call that.
Yes, somebody help me out with this. What is that rice? It's like a steamed rice bun that they put this pork on. That's so good. And Bay had never had it. I've had it before, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, and the hoisin sauce, whatever those crunchy, crunchy green things were on there. So delicious. And we skipped the French fries, although I think we're just being smarter than usual because I love the French fries and I love the onion rings, and we didn't get either one. But we did get the specialty cocktail milkshakes. You got a milkshake. I got the Coke float.
Yes.
Which it came with cherry vodka and Coke and ice cream and chocolate pop rocks. And it was the best Coke float I have ever had.
Mine had Oreos.
Yours was an Oreo milkshake with vodka.
So good. So delicious. And they bring you the little shaker with it, too. So, you know, they fill up your, it's like a malt glass.
A fountain glass, yeah.
Yeah, and they fill it up, and then they bring you the shaker with it, too, which is another half of a beverage there.
Yeah, it was great. It was, I think I'll remember that forever. I really do. Even though we didn't get a lot, it was very, very memorable.
We had planned to go to Kamsa for a brunch, but they have unwisely removed the duck confit cinnamon roll from their brunch prefix menu.
Yep. The prefix menu is $22 and the duck confit cinnamon roll is $16 a la carte. So when it was on the prefix brunch menu, it was a bargain. And now it's not a bargain.
Now it's $22 for brunch at Comme Ca or $22 for brunch at Wicked Spoon. Which one am I going to do?
I'm going to go with the buffet where I get a mimosa and a vast array of delicious foods.
That's a nice thing, too, by the way, the mimosa with the buffet for the brunch.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it is lovely, isn't it? And we had great service at Wicked Spoon. Really, really great service.
Yes. And at Holstein's, just the experience at Cosmopolitan was all around excellent.
It really was. I agree.
And then what'd you do on Sunday evening, Bay, after you finished eating at
Holstein's? We went to see the most filthy, dirty, disgusting, un-American, unpatriotic, unfamily show ever. Absinthe. It was great.
So hilarious.
It was so filthy and so wrong. And I loved it so much. And the quote from the Huffington Post blog guy.
Yes. The guy who he went to every hotel. He stayed at every hotel in Las Vegas for one night.
For a month. For 30 nights, that poor man was stuck in Las Vegas. And he really got turned into a Las Vegas local by the end of the month.
Well, that's what he said, but okay.
His quote in Huffington Post was, "If you can only see one show in your life, make it Absinthe and get it now."
It's unlike anything, isn't it?
It's completely unlike anything. And it totally picks on Cirque du Soleil. So if you're anti-Cirque du Soleil, there you go. You got something to go see.
If you like Cirque du Soleil.
And
you
love the acrobats, go see Absinthe because it's so much closer. And when it's closer, you can really see what those athletes are doing.
Those balancing dudes.
Oh, my gosh. You could see their pores. You could see the shaking, the concentration, the work that goes into that. It was incredible.
That's not my favorite act, but I mean, even that act is more intense when it's right there in front of your face. They have a high wire act. They have without a net. They have.
Oh, it's not that high. It's like 8 feet.
Yeah, but still, it's still 8 feet
dangerous.
On your head.
Yeah. It's extremely dangerous. That's the thing with Absinthe. Everything feels, it's so close and there's no nets. You're terrified the whole time. And I was completely terrified during the roller skating act. I was terrified the whole time. I could tell you, I sat there cursing. I was going between two different curse words the whole time long.
Because there were flying inches from your face.
Oh, my gosh. That was terrifying. I was waiting to get killed, hit in the head by roller skates. Roller skates. And long after it was over, Amy tells me, the first roller skating couple defected from that show to another show, and then they had this massive accident where the guy let go of the girl while he was spinning her, and she landed on some tiny little Chinese woman and injured her.
Yes. I don't think he let go. I think she passed out and slipped out of the noose. You know, they had that noose around her neck, which
is
always kind of a bad idea anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she let go and went flying.
But that was at another show. This is not at Absinthe. Absinthe has not had an actual audience-injuring accident yet.
That we're aware of.
Of which we're aware. they have been chastised for public nudity. Male.
That bit was so funny.
So hilarious. We didn't see any niblets. I'm just saying.
Merkin, maybe, but
no
is it
niblets.
A merkin if it's on the guy?
A gherkin, maybe. We didn't see anything. But it was great. It was filthy. It was hilarious. And there were famous people there. There were semi-famous people there.
Yes,
people that I still haven't figured out who they are.
I've seen that person.
Oh, I recognize that guy. I don't know.
You're better at that than I am.
And there were some bad girl clubs people and that sort of thing. So I highly recommend Amsterdam. There is part of me that completely agrees with the Huffington Post quote, if you can only see one show in your life, make it Absinthe. It's hilarious.
It is a very good show. And it's hilarious if you have a sense of humor and you don't mind.
And you're liberal. Yeah. It's a little bit crazy, but enjoy the crazy. You're in Las Vegas. You're never going to see those people again.
But the thing, okay, now something that I was disappointed in, when I went before, I got VIP tickets, which meant that you went through the phone booth and there was a lounge inside and you sat down and you had a beverage away from the common folk.
Mm-hmm.
And then they opened it up to the special people and you got to choose your seat. And then they let in the normal people. Well, now they just, everybody lines up outside, standing up on their high heels. And then they open up a rope, just like any normal place. And yes, there is a telephone booth on the door for the VIPs, but you go straight through and you go into a little stairwell it's not the same.
But they're really, really nice. And, oh, this is the other thing. Before the show started, I left to go to the ladies' room, and I got a hand stamp to get back in, and the hand stamp says, I couldn't hold it. And that says that's the whole attitude. It's just very irreverent, very, very funny. It's very funny.
I do have one question for you. Have you found any more glitter in unexpected places?
I still have glitter in my hair. I have glitter. You were right. There was glitter in my bra.
We got glittered by the green fairy.
And you know, normally glitter bombing is kind of a negative connotation. It means you don't love the gays enough. And everyone knows we love the gays to pieces.
Duh.
But we got glitter bombed anyway and just had to enjoy it.
I pulled it out of my sandals.
Yes.
I know it's got to still be in my purse down at the bottom.
It's in the hem of my pants. It's great. It's great stuff. The cuff. I'm sorry, not the hem. The cuff of my pants.
It's happy glitter, though.
It is. It
makes me happy.
Yay, Las Vegas.
So all in all, what's the verdict? What's the overall impression of your most recent trip to Las Vegas?
I wish it were 2 days longer.
Me too.
I miss the guacamole and the company and Las Vegas in general. I really, really like Las Vegas. I did not get to do Fremont Street. I didn't get to do Red Rock Canyon. I did no museums other than wandering around Cosmopolitan looking at their beautiful art.
They got the brand new mob museum.
I didn't go. I didn't even go to the mob museum. So I got to get me back to Las Vegas, biatch.
You've got a place to stay.
Thank you.
Oh, if you guys want to tell us about your trips to Las Vegas, you can. Well, I don't think we mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but you can call us at 206-309-7232.
And you can always write to us at Let's Go Shopping at GritsToGlitz.com.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. You're the best. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Ah, grease it, coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some grease-set coffee beans. Ah, grease-set coffee beans. Grease-set coffee beans. Grease-set. greasy coffee bean.